Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Little Minum podcast. I'm your host, Little Minum, and I am back again with a very interesting episode. I guess today we'll be spitting some facts. I guess not very facts. I don't even know what I just said, but yeah, I guess let's just dive right into it, if that makes sense. Okay, guys, so today we are going to be talking about how my mics kind of dropped. I'm not gonna say like they went from 97% to 50%. No, I mean like from about 97% to 88%. Yes. No, not 88%, 77%. That was my lowest mark. So yeah. Yes, it's not that bad. It's actually very good. It's good, but it's not that bad. I know. But here's the deal, okay? So if you know me, you'll know that 2019, I was the no, it was 3. I think I was number one in the top 10. Okay, so it all began. Term one, I was number 7. Term two, so term two was a very complicated term when they were doing the top 10. So. Term one, I was called by my school name, which is a school name, right? Whatever, Lily Menong. And then term two, the principal was calling out everyone and say, and then it was like Lesego, and there are two freaking Lesegos, and at first I was like, what is it me? Is it I? Is it me? And I totally forgot which number, whatever it was. I think it was number 5. I'm not very sure. And I was pretty disappointed that how, like, my marks were so good. How did I just disappear out of the top 10 like that? How did I just, leave? And until the when we went to class and everything, they told me that Lily, you were the one. Okay, first of all, everyone was confused. Like, we all expected me. Like, okay, I was very known. Like, okay, I'm still known, but like many people were in my life, and yeah, it was very toxic last year. So people were confused at how my marks were so good, but I just walked out of top 10 like that. Like, how? And so they said, oh, Lily, no, you were the one that was supposed to go up. I think they got confused or something. Yeah, we did get confused, because like at firstly they called me by Lesero. Secondly, nobody heard the last name. You might be wondering, you should have heard the last name. Why would you let somebody else just stand there? We didn't hear the last name. And when I asked my sister when we were discussing it, and she said that, Lily, we heard the last name. And I was like, okay, you guys, but how? You guys were sitting in the back. Like, they are always sitting back. And like, we were in the front, and how didn't we hear it? Because like, they probably heard the wrong thing. And so they told me that you were the one supposed to walk up, but you were supposed to be the one on the stage and not Lesego. And I was like, ma'am, can we do that? Because like, I ain't gonna let people think that I just walked out of the top 10 like that. And when they said it, we are in the same class, right? And when they said it, he was pretty disappointed, but like, I'm sorry, bro, but you took my spotlight. You just stole my spotlight just like that. And then term three, everything got fixed. At first, I was so scared, like my heart was beating so fast. They reached number three without calling my name. They reached number, and then they got to number two. And then the girl that was number one, they called her name. Number two was in kid, and I was like, hold, heartbreak. How? And everything just turned blank. My heart was beating fast now. How is she number two? Like, everything was quiet, blank. Like, I was in my own world. I was so confused until I heard Lily Minong, number one. And when I tell you that I was so proud of myself, like, huh? Like, that's me? That's me? Number one, that's me? Like, I was so proud of myself, but I was still confused. How did I pass her? It was pretty confusing until I realized that I really worked hard at something and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's not very, disappointing about anything. And it was a great year, actually. 2019 was a great year, but one thing that disappointed me was that we stayed up freaking late. To Happy New Year for a year like this, for a year like this, nah. Somebody scream Jumanji and the game, cause this game needs to end. How, like, bro? When I tell you that my family, and not just my family, like literally everyone, I'm pretty sure, when they sleep, they would usually wake up around 11:30 maybe. The elders, of course, they sleep because yeah, they are pretty old, and we stay up for many reasons. For the song of the year, us, I'm South Africans, we are within, and so yeah, we're taking the dumb bed, so we are within. Yeah, party inside. Okay, so for the song of the year, for the clubbers, I don't even know what it's called in English. What is it? Fireworks, I think. Yeah, and to do everything that we do. And when I tell you, everybody was so confused. Like, I was confused. What was the song of the year? Was it Umlilo or was it Matokis? Like, what was the song of the year? Again, like, can somebody remind me what was the song of the year? Some said it was Matokisi and some said it was Umlilo. I was listening and they said Umlilo, but until I called my family, that's okay. We, the children, always December, we make sure that we are at Northwest, because I don't remember spending, I think I have, but no, I don't remember spending December here in Gauteng. But my family, yeah, others stay here sometimes. Yeah, they go around the 23rd, come back after Christmas and stuff like that. And sometimes some stay, sometimes they just leave. But we go there, so we call them, say, so, hey, what was the song of the again? And they said it was Matokis. And I was like, hold on. So you were telling me that we have different song of the years? How? How? Like, I was okay. What? At first, they were like, hold on, here is Umlilo. And let me tell you that many people, it was a debate at, like, no, Umlilo is not supposed to be the song of the year. Others were saying Matokis is not supposed to be. So, like, we were split in two, right? Like, many people didn't like Umlilo. And I must say, Umlilo in Intlapets, like, I was fed up with that song. Not in a bad way. It was just like everywhere you go, Umlilo is playing. And until, Matokis was the one that was playing every day. And I was like, I mean, it's a nice song, so obviously, I got Matokis, And so, was bitten too until we heard the song of the year. Everybody was happy that it was only low. Until we heard the other side of the people, and then they said, no, my dog is the song of the year. It was confusing. Like, I myself didn't know that we had different song of the years. Like, And so, but like everybody had their own opinions, everybody had their own song of the years, but at the end of the day, Matokisi is the one. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, 2020, things were going great, many ideas were just popping up and stuff like that. I was enjoying. I must say, I'm very grateful and I thank God today. I thank God that my birthday was way before the lockdown started. Not really way, but like it was February the 1st, so it was Corona was not that big of a deal in clothing, other than people hearing. Like, when I tell you that when the Corona wasn't spreading that much, it was like not a thing in South Africa, people were still wearing a mask. Like, my South African telling me why y'all were wearing a mask and y'all were holding sanitizers every time when Corona was not even a thing in South Africa. Like, I just want to know. I mean, no hate, but why exactly? Okay. So my birthday was pretty fun, but looking back, I was mad ugly. I was ugly. I was ugly. I was ugly. My haircut. Okay, guys. I grew my hair, and then I just saw someone cut. Like, their cut was pretty cool, and I thought of cutting my hair until the person cut a disaster. Yo, God, me help me. Like, I don't know why. When I asked my mom, she says, "Honey, like, you were cut by the one person," and I was like, "Okay, but I went to the same place that you go." And she was like, "Okay, then." And then I realized that the wrong person cut my hair, and that's when I decided, you know what, I'm never cutting my hair again. But if I do, I'm going to what's this legendary cut, legendary barber. And I guess my hair is growing now again. And I have braids. I have this nice style, but it's old now. I have to cut them all and redo my hair. But yeah, and now, like, my I was doing good, my grades were good, my grades, like, were, yeah, nice. Until lockdown, and when we have to go to school. Now, when we went to school, they announced that we are going to school. Hold on, guys, I didn't know, I didn't have a cooking clue that we were going to school. When they said that we were going to this, what is it again? Let me just check. A school orientation, the orientation. I was like, what the heck is orientation? Like, sis, what is orientation? Ma, what is orientation? Like, I was asking everyone, what is an orientation? And then I asked the other people who went to school before us, what do you do in the orientation? And they said, they just tell us which classes we are going to, which group we will be in, and what. And st yeah, and stuff like that, and then we watched a movie for the rest of the day. And I was like, oh, so you're telling me that I wasted my time, my energy, and my heartbeats just to find out that I was not supposed to do all the catch up on the homework? And what even annoyed me the most is when we went back to school and we started working and stuff. They said that no, it's fine. You didn't have you if you're not caught up, it's fine. We will catch up together. I was like, hold on, ma'am. Why? You know how fast my heart beated? Is it beating? I don't even care. Man, I wasted my heartbeats just to hear that you are going to catch up with us. You know, I'm not gonna lie. At first, I was really angry, but now I realize that it was actually a good thing that I actually caught up, because when they do the work, they tell us that if you already did the work, you can just highlight it, and when we mark, you know that you did it. And I was like, oh. I was angry for nothing, actually. I wasted my anger for nothing. For nothing. For nothing. And now I, every time they do something that I already did, and trust me, that in my class, we are separated in group A and group B. I'm group A. My best friend is group B, which is heartbreaking. But I have three friends in group A with me. Yeah, and so my best friend also has other friends in group B. And so the group A, my class, there are probably only like six people who did the lockdown work. And then there are the other ones who were just watching TV and eating all day. I mean, that's me, but like I only caught up like probably like 6 days before going back to school. That's just me. And yeah, I guess now every time they do something that we already did, I'll just highlight it and do whatever I do, whether it's read my Bible or sleep or whatever. What I like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty sure everyone likes this, but what I like about wearing a mask in class is that you get to sneak food in your mouth. Even though there's cameras watching you everywhere you go, I sneak food. Like, my friend group is like we are four in group A, right? And so we are sitting together too, which is amazing. Sue sits on group on the second row, and Ice and my other friend, we sit on the first row. And so we sit, my friend, she's also my best friend, my second best friend, sits next to my friend that sits in front of me, and then I sit next to my other friend. So it's like a square. And so every time someone does something, or like you eat something, you probably have to pass it on. I don't mean freaking bread. Who would eat bread in class? That doesn't make sense. I mean, it's like sweets and stuff like that. But water isn't that big of a deal right now, because like, okay, removing your mask in class can be a pretty deal breaker, because like when you remove your mask in class for no reason, you could get suspended for 3 days because you're not allowed to. Even when you want to breathe, you just like put it to the front and breathe, and then put it back on, like 2 seconds, and put it back on. But what I usually do is when, you know, people are not like literally, so when you social, I get we are social distancing in class, and so I'll just maybe take up my water or something, pull my mask up. I don't remove it. I just, you know, uncover the mouth only, drink, put it back on, and 2 seconds, it's over. And so during break, I also realized how our break is so unfair. It's so unfair. I mean, I respect her, but no! Why? It's a huge block. It depends where you're sitting. On the pavilion, it's like, the pavilion is not that big. The stairs are not that big, so it's not like that big of a deal. And so you, it's a big block downfield on the grass and stuff. It's a huge block with a blue dot in it. And then there's another one next to it with a red dot on it. And then there's another one next to it with a blue dot. And then the other with a red dot, and it goes on. You sit on the red dot during break. And then after school, they tell you, today we're sitting on the blue blocks. Or today we're sitting on the red dots. It really doesn't matter. But you can't sit on the blue block and then there's somebody on the red dot. No, there are also leaders, prefects, whatever you call it, going around and seeing, and then teachers also working around on the field to check if you're sitting on the right spot. Because if they catch you, let's say we are supposed to sit on the red dot. If they catch you either standing or sitting on the blue block when you're supposed to be sitting on the red dot, or if they catch you going to a friend and not social distancing, you will be suspended for 3 days straight. I totally forgot our rules, but yeah. And Yes, we do actually follow those rules, even though it's kind of unfair. And sometimes, if you don't want to be so far away from each other, we would sit on the pavilion, even though it's actually the same. It's just not that big of blocks. It's actually the same thing. I actually thought it wasn't, but it's actually the same thing because it's one stair with the dots in it, and then there's the other one with nothing in it, so you're not allowed to sit there. And then there's the other one with dots, and so it's actually the same distance. I don't know, but I think it's just a little closer because the stairs are not that big. So yeah, and now when we went back to school, I think it was my first test. I'm not sure what my first test was. Okay, let me just check. So I didn't find my paper that has all the tests and stuff. So I'm just gonna carry on. So our first test, I totally forgot what it was. I think it was geography. But let's get to geography. Okay, geography. It was pretty hard. It was about mining and stuff. And it was so hard when you had to study. It looked so easy, but it was very hard, especially when you had to label what everything was. The mines and stuff, and you had to answer how deep this mine was or stuff like that. It was pretty hard. And when they gave us our marks, what I like about the teacher is that he tells us our marks. Max yo lesego ha. And yeah, he tells us our marks after the test, maybe after school when he sees us after. And so he tells us, and I was so looking forward to it, but I was also not, because I knew something was up. I knew that I had a few answers wrong. When they told my friend that sits in front of me that she got, what was it? What was it? 82%, I think. No, 83%. I was so happy because I've never heard anything as such. Like, she always gets 70% and stuff like that. I was like so happy for her. I was so proud of her. She does get 80, but it's very, very rare. I don't know. But she actually does study very hard. And so she got 83%. And then when they came to me, I was not looking forward to it at all. I knew she got, she there was a co I was just like, okay, there's a possibility that she got way better marks than me, so I don't want to even hear it. And then they asked me, "Do you want to hear your marks?" And I was like, yeah. I didn't know what to say. I was like, yes, sir. And he said 77%. Like, the whole class was so confused at how she got way more marks than me. But what they didn't know, that I was like, I had to accept it. And I'm not gonna lie, she's my friend. I was very proud of her. Like, that's the thing that ruined friendships, jealousy. You shouldn't be jealous of your friend whether they get higher marks than you or anything. You shouldn't be jealous. I was so proud of her. I was so happy for her. It didn't bother me at all until, not until, obviously, we got our other marks. My highest was probably English. I got 90%, I think. And yeah, it was, yeah. But the main thing is that I think I would have gotten like way higher marks for my tests. I just think that this corona and everything, the lockdown, has just ruined my education, honestly. It ruined everything. And I guess that's how it is. Like, I've also realized that many people are struggling right now. Many people's marks dropped, especially those who were struggling before the lockdown and everything. Some people got like passed with like 60% and everything. Now there are people that are getting 20% and stuff like that. Like, it's just corona and stuff. It really ruined everything. People are failing, they are struggling in school and stuff like that. And what I also realized is that those who got those who got around maybe like 90% and stuff, they are currently on like maybe 90, but also 80 and 70, stuff like that. And now imagine the ones who are lower than that, who have been struggling. It's very hard for them. So my life skills mark is 94%, I think, on my report. It's 90, around 90. That's just how it's, that's what it what's who? That's what the teacher told me. She said it's around 93%. And like, yeah, I just think that this corona really ruined everything, ruined education. It just ruined everything, especially for us in school who are still kind of struggling and stuff like that. So it's pretty hard. And so, but like, we must not give up, you know. You must just keep going and everything. Don't give up, you know. Yeah, that's just how it is. So do not give up. Keep working hard. Keep doing what you're doing. It will all turn out to be, I mean, I wouldn't say worth it because we're failing right now. And yeah, I mean, keep working hard, you know. Only God knows what might happen now. We don't know what's gonna happen right now. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. That's all I'm gonna say. Don't give up. And yeah. So I don't know if you can do this on Anchor, but I don't know where or where actually you are listening to me right now, but I think Anchor allows you to send messages. So if you have any suggestions, please don't hesitate to, you know, send me, message me. And yeah, I'll have to start checking my messages, I guess. I don't check them because I don't have them. So yeah. Yes, it's me, Eliswa Menong. Follow my Instagram at Menong_Lesego, and my YouTube channel at Lesego Menong. My podcast YouTube channel is the Eliswa Menong Podcast. It has a Instagram too at the_Lesego_Menong_podcast. So yeah, it's available on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, I think that's all. Yeah, and etc. I think. And so yeah, let's get this to more platforms and everything. It's me, Leso Minong, guys. I love you so much. Remember, don't give up. I'm here for you. I'm telling you right now to not give up. I'm your host, Leso Minong, and goodbye.